Alrighty, my friend. You know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWave's phototherapy patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWave's X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Welcome, guys. I appreciate you being here with us today. All right, we are talking about courage in your compassion. Why is it such an act of courage to be self-compassionate? That is just a huge question, and it's something that we're not just going to ponder today. We're going to, you know, dive into how are we working to build our self-awareness, yes, but also our self-compassion through a journaling practice. Yep, guys, it's season 6, and we are talking all things journaling practice. And in the Plan to Recover mini journal, there is a section on self-compassion, and it really is important to grow and build our awareness and then offer ourselves, every part of ourselves, okay? Grace, mercy, understanding, and compassion, okay? In our journal, we look at our personal struggles and we look at our triggers, okay? So when we're looking at our day, okay? So when we're looking at our daily check-in, and thank you to all of you guys out there doing the 90-day challenge right now. And if you haven't ordered your Plan to Recover mini journal yet, you can just go down to Amazon and put in Andrea Epting or the Plan to Recover mini journal and go ahead and get started on your 90-day challenge today, because you can start at any day, anytime. This is definitely not a January thing. This is a today thing. All right. And so if you're following along on the daily check-in page, I want you to go to where we're talking about the daily struggle. So we're looking at our day and just being honest, vulnerable, and transparent about where the deepest struggle is. And looking at, gosh, is this a consistent struggle that I'm having? Is this something that really is a barrier? Is it something that's getting in the way of my progress? Is it something that's blocking me from achieving the goals that I have set? It's important just to be honest about that, but not beat yourself up. So first we identify the struggle, and then we go into, okay, so what were the triggers that could have impacted that, okay? Were my triggers a direct impact on my struggle? Probably a connection there, all right? So we listed a few triggers. So of course you can look at our emojis and you can circle one. And I think in the beginning, that's where we start. We start at looking like, okay, was I hungry? Was I angry? Was I lonely? Was I tired? Was I stressed? Was I sick? Was I bored? Wow, that's a big one. Was I just bored and was my brain not engaged? Maybe. Was I maybe giving too much power and energy over to other people? Okay, was that part of the struggle? But look at what was the trigger? What was going on, okay, that might have contributed to that daily struggle? Just sit in that. Be honest about that. It increases self-awareness. I oftentimes don't notice that I am hungry still. I'm so much better with that. Okay, I can give myself grace and a lot of self-compassion for why it is a struggle. I honor that it is a struggle. I honor those parts of me that have been affected and why it's a struggle, right? But hunger is going to be a trigger for me a lot of the time. And there are ways that I can overcome it, but I need to look at that. If that's contributing to a struggle that I'm having mentally or emotionally, physically, okay? Is it a struggle that's getting in the way of my long-term goals? You know, this is an opportunity to really look at that. So trigger is kind of like a buzzword or just a really annoying word at this point. But I want for our audience to understand triggers. Hey there. This is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. It is any internal or external stimuli that is activating our nervous system, and we have certain things that we do or ways that we react to that consistently. Okay, so it's kind of what I call our default mode. Okay, it's a neural network that we access to try to escape from that feeling of dis-ease and danger that comes up in our nervous system, okay? And so we do want to be able to say, this is the stimuli, either internal or external, either something I'm doing or something that was happening around me that led to my daily struggle. So please understand triggers as that. It is stimuli that is activating your nervous system and taking you out of your window of tolerance. And for a lot of people, it's kind of like, we'll just say, forcing them down a default mode network, okay, in their brain. And the behaviors that come out of that are usually very unbecoming. Just put it that way. All right. So we just want to own that. So we're looking at the struggle. We're looking at the antecedents. We're looking at the triggers and the stimuli that might contribute to that so that we can see, gosh, how do we set boundaries with these things so that we can succeed and meet our goals, change our habits, right? And then the best part, this is what we're talking about today. After you've identified that, I just want you to just take a deep breath and just be like, all right, now is time to be flooded with self-compassion for why this is, okay? And all the parts of you that really kind of like band together to protect you, all right? So If your nervous system is reacting to something, there are parts of you that are in fight or flight, freeze and appease, right? And oftentimes this comes from childhood trauma. This comes from all types of negative messages and negative core beliefs and things that have been, you know, really wired into you since you were a little person, maybe even prenatally. Okay, so they've been around a long time. And so this is a really important moment to sit still and to get quiet and to pay attention to the parts of you that are wounded, that make you sensitive to that type of stimuli, that bring your nervous system into hypervigilance or hypoarousal, where you feel like you're frozen, where you feel like you can't move, where you feel unproductive. Okay. Honor those parts of you and give yourself love, grace, mercy, and compassion. And I would really like for you to take an opportunity here. Of course, you don't have to do it, but I like in my journaling practice to take the struggle that I wrote and rephrase it or reframe it in the self-compassion part. It makes sense based on what I've experienced in this life. So if the struggle was, gosh, I really didn't notice my hunger cues today, the way I would like to offer self-compassion and reword that is, I do recognize my hunger cues sometimes too late, and I honor the parts of me that have a hard time registering this, you know? And it gives me a moment to remember what has happened to me. It gives me a moment to realize how far I've come and all of the changes that I've made. And this is just a great practice, a great practice. And if you do this every day, I promise that you will grow in relationship to self. You know, who wants to be in relationship with someone that only focuses on the struggles or beats you down all the time or only has negative things to say about who you are and what you do and how you behave? Nobody wants that. So why would you want that kind of relationship with yourself? Yes, we want to notice the struggles. We want to be mindful and self-aware. But then we also want to give ourselves a lot of love and grace and compassion. So this is a moment in the daily check-in in our journal to do just that. To give yourself some love. To put your hand on your heart and have a deep breath and have that moment of gratitude and warmth where you cherish who you are, what you've been through, and what you're doing in the now. Because in the now, you are focusing on self. You're focusing on growing. You're focusing on developing. You're focusing on all of the things that matter. Okay? I love journaling because it brings us back to the present. It brings us back to now. It brings us to a place of healing because healing only happens now. Change, believe it or not, it only happens now. It only happens in the present, one moment at a time in the now. And journaling allows for that. So I praise all of you guys who are taking up a journaling practice because, man, I fought it for a long, 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 long time. I did not want that kind of structure in my life. I fight structure and I fight when I hear a bunch of people saying this works for them. I'm like, well, great, it works for you, but maybe not for me. So I fought it. And if you're still fighting it, okay, I get it. It's been there. But for the ones that are dropping the rope, loosening the reins, leaning in to see if this might benefit their lives, you're going to see some real change. I know I did. All right, guys, thanks so much. And as always, please review. Please give us a review and please share this because it allows our podcast to reach more and more and more people. And this ripple effect is the direct impact that we're looking to have on the world. So thanks so much. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.